This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. There's a debate going on in St. Johnsbury over whether to open an emergency warming shelter this winter. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, the fate of about 40 homeless families is still unclear.
St. Johnsbury is deeply divided about this problem. A few vocal retailers fear a downtown shelter could hurt business.
It's well-intentioned. Certainly we need to help people who are homeless.
Lisa McDonough owns The Artful Eye, a large arts and antique shop on Main Street. She thinks any homeless shelter should be near the hospital, far from the shopping district.
If you're going to design a warming shelter where you've got people who are there overnight, but they're going to be kicked out at, say, 9 o'clock in the morning when it's 10 degrees out, where do you think they're going to go?
Many daytime loiterers, she says, look for warmth in her store, where they deter customers and sometimes leave trash. In fact, the problem is so bad she's decided to sell her business. But the search for a shelter continues. Doug Moore, pastor at the North Congregational Church, is inviting parishioners and neighbors to a meeting Tuesday night to consider providing 10 cots in the church through the three coldest winter months. The town's attorney says that would require a zoning permit, which could take many months. But Moore says that raises some church-state questions.
You know, that to me puts the town in a position of actually telling a church what its worship is and what it isn't. And I think that, to me, feels like very thin ice.
The church serves free lunch to about 100 people a few times a week. Longtime Meals director Kay Clifford says at least a third of these diners couch surf or live outside. Still, she's not sure a church offers enough social supports or supervision.
Well, I think we look around. We find there's plenty of empty buildings that could be much more fit for what we need than this is.
She'd like to see a more permanent site elsewhere. Currently, the state's Department for Children and Families provides motel vouchers for at least 35 homeless families in St. Johnsbury. Sean Brown is Deputy Director of Economic Services. Statewide, he says Vermont's homeless population seeking shelter has been growing rapidly.
This past winter, we received over 12,200. It was almost a doubling of the need.
But motel rooms, he says, are scarce in St. Johnsbury and not an ideal solution. There will be a public hearing in the town offices on Wednesday about proposed changes to the bylaws, clarifying the definition and rules for temporary shelter. Sue Cherry chairs the Planning Commission.
I've been sort of trying to get dialogue in a peacemaking kind of way.
But whether peace can be made before winter sets in is still as unpredictable as the weather itself. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.